Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going over all of the guys who are going to make you go, oh. But one of them might be quarterback of the Browns next year. There it is.
Maybe a slide into,
Not right, if it goes well. There it is. Yesterday, we talked about Cam Ward.
That's not even a moment.
Who was the only college quarterback not eliminated by Chris Rose's guy at the NFL Network, whoever that was.
True.
Who may or may not be a guy you should take in the draft this year.
Secret squirrel giving him the info.
There you go.
Yeah.
I won't tell you who we're going to talk about, but it's going to make Dan's head explode. Coming up at 1 o'clock.
I wonder who that's going to be.
I got a thought.
One thing Chris said about in his conversation with Shane Bieber, the Rose Rotation, you can go to Chris Rose Sports and look it up. He had a 40-minute conversation with Shane Bieber. Two things that I thought in the offseason that if I were Shane Bieber, I would want to come back to Cleveland for. Other than familiarity and comfort and enjoying being a member of this franchise, which he always has said he has. And I thought this was the most important thing, was the stability of your situation. You're coming back from, major surgery. You're hoping to get back during the season at some point. You think you will. Boy, do I want to go sign with the Angels and be surrounded by an entire training staff, an entire situation, entire coaching staff that I've never worked with before, a front office that might not necessarily have my best interests in mind, get me out on the field as quickly as possible. If you're going somewhere else and you're trying to prove yourself while healing up and getting ready with people who don't know you, don't know your track record, don't know your personality, here there's a comfort level that I think will allow him to do exactly what he needs to do without any thoughts getting into his head, Andy, about having to hurry, having to rush, having to prove himself to anybody. And I think that would be a very comforting thing here for a guy like Shane who's coming back from the major surgery, the Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, I think it was weird. We didn't expect to have him here this year, right? No one expected him to be here this season coming up.
Not if he were healthy.
Yeah, if it was a year ago, we'd all be like, oh, what did they get for Shane Bieber when they traded him during the season last year, right?
I think that's exactly right.
We'd all be on that same page. So
you could make the argument that they should have traded him before the season.
I agree. Because I don't think there was any hope that he was coming back, right? I don't think not a lot of us had this. Yeah, I don't think you're getting a hometown discount from Shane Bieber.
I think everybody thought if he's healthy, there's no way he's coming back.
Yeah, we're braced for it, right? We were braced
right,
for it.
Right.
I do think you're right, and this goes back to Indians/Guardians' general philosophy on, never closing the book on a guy that you think can help your team.
Mm-hmm.
That they just don't do it.
No.
And even if you were sitting on a player that you thought was going to leave, and then all of a sudden something crazy happens, and now next thing you know, they've got to have season-ending surgery. And now you're a year removed from where you were on a guy you thought you might have to pay a lot of money to stay, probably more money than the organization was willing to give up. So now we're forced, we got to trade him. And now, a year later, I think you laid out the perfect format for him because of where he is, because that he knows everybody. He knows the trainers that are around him. He knows the wait staff and all those guys that are going to make sure that they're looking out for his best interest because he's got a relationship with them. Walking into another franchise right now.
They know him.
Yes.
Yep.
And
they know where he is on his recovery journey.
Better than any other team in Major League Baseball.
Yep.
And then maybe, who knows? I mean, and he's also had a firsthand look at an organization that's willing to give guys chances. And they know when to pull the cord when it's done. We've seen this for decades now. It's one of the reasons this organization is so good. Sometimes they go to the thrift shop and they end up walking out of there with, stuff that people would have paid thousands of dollars for or millions of dollars in this scenario. And sometimes they walk out of the thrift shop and are like, all right, let's do three starts. And we gave it our best run, and we had our best medical people on it to try to rehab somebody and put them in the right position. So
the other thing,
I think it's one of the reasons why you want to play for the Guardians, because I think they truly care about their players.
The other thing here, Chris said, the security of the player option for the second year in case the recovery next year doesn't go as he hopes.
Right.
That's a big move by the Guardians. You know?
Right. He might be giving up money, though, if it does go. You know what I'm saying?
Well, but it's his option. It's not a team option. He can bail after a year. The team's on the hook for the second year.
What's the advantage for the team to do that?
The team's advantage is this.
They get him back this year.
They made sure they got him back this year.
Yeah.
And if it all goes really, really well, he probably wouldn't be back afterwards. If it goes okay, and then they think they're going to get the best of Shane Bieber one full year after the Tommy John surgery, which is often the case, then maybe that's the situation. At the very least, it was a way to get him back here next year, see what you have, goodwill gesture. Perhaps he sticks around and picks up his option for the next year, or is more willing to accept a contract that keeps him here a little bit longer. I think it's interesting. If you want to hear more about it, the Rose rotation.
I think it's good for both sides.
I agree completely.
I don't know that we have a lot of stories that are good for both sides. This one is one.
I agree completely. The golf world, things are cooking up.
Yeah, what was this all
about?
Well,
the tour is back, right? PGA Tour is back. Who was it? Hideki Matsuyama?
Yeah. They have learned how to putt, finally.
Well, and he put up the biggest... In Hawaii, that course apparently is you know, like playing putt-putt golf, because he was about 107 under par.
Yeah, it's not super tricked up.
Yep, in winning the tournament.
At the Century, yep.
But there's more to going on in the world of golf right now than just the real PGA Tour. And Dan Menigan, by golly, who has nothing else going on in life, sits in front of the television and watches it. What did you do last night?
First, hurtful. Second, no, the TGL was last night, which is
the who?
So, the TGL, it is called, it is the Indoor Golf League that was started by Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. And they got
the Indoor Golf League.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what it is, they got a whole bunch of PGA Tour golfers. I mean, big name guys are involved in this. Everybody that really you would want to see playing golf is a part of this thing.
Right.
So, like last night, you had Xander Schauffele out there. You had Ludwig Ober out there. You had Wyndham Clark out there. You had Matthew Fitzpatrick, major winners, big name guys playing in teams in an indoor golf thing. So it was
guys trying to suck up to Tiger and Rory.
Probably has something to do with it and cash.
Okay.
But so basically, they had a 50-foot golf simulator in front of them where they were hitting balls into it. And then when they got within on golf courses that were made up, by the way, with help of golf course creators and that kind of stuff, but they're really cool.
Yeah, I'm watching. I'm looking at all these virtual holes, and you're like, wow.
And so the first nine holes were team golf, and what would happen is it was alternate shots. So you would have Xander Schauffele would hit the drive.
Divorce golf? Is that what they were playing?
What?
It's called divorce golf.
Sure.
And you know why, right?
Huh?
You know why they call it.
I'm trying to explain what the hell's going on.
I'm just telling you, they're playing divorce golf. Keep going. Keep going.
So anyway, you would hit this, and when you got within 50 yards, the guys would turn around and go to the other side of the arena where there was a green set up with bunkers and rough and that kind of stuff, and they had hydraulics under the green itself so that they could move the green to match with what the course was. So the green was always changing with every single hole they were playing.
Wow.
It was cool.
Actually putting on a green.
They were actually chipping and putting onto a green.
Hmm.
But driving, hitting irons, hitting woods, that kind of stuff into a golf simulator.
What'd you think of it? Was it enjoyable to watch? I didn't see any of this. I saw it. It was on Disney last night. And I was like, what is this? The one thing I did like about it, and when I went back and read a little bit more, and I want your answer on this, is there's a team aspect to it. Like, I didn't like the team aspect on the new tour. Like, that was but the team aspect on this is kind of fun. It's like, this is like your Tuesday night beer league or dart league or beer league that you would play if you go to one of our, many golf simulating places around Northeast Ohio now.
So it's a little more like the Ryder Cup setup, where it was like alternate shot more than anything else. So like any, because the Ryder Cup, President's Cup are always a blast for that reason. And you had the head-to-heads as well going on for it. The biggest things that stood out, the pace of play is insane. I mean, they got through 15 holes in 2 hours. You know, you are flying through this thing. Mm. And so that's a big part of it. His pace of play is awesome. There's perpetual action that is going on, and enough action that it kind of allows you to work out the kinks as you go. It takes a little bit to get used to. It was fun. I enjoyed it. I'm not probably going to ever seek this out and go, I must sit down and must pay attention to this. But for what else was on a Tuesday night, it was pretty good. It was enjoyable.
Riddle me this one. Think about you, me, Andy, regular guys out playing golf.
Yeah.
I grew up in the Akron area.
Right.
Most every golf course I grew up playing is no longer a golf course.
Really?
Okay. Valley View's gone. It's now a park. Brandywine, going back to the park.
Yeah. I
played at Sycamore Valley, a little course down on Akron Peninsula Road. It's now apartments. Mm-hmm. So courses are disappearing, not just in Northeast Ohio, but all across the country because right. The price of land and everything else. Mm-hmm. Could this become something that becomes a way that people like us end up going out and playing golf? Or is the setup way too expensive and it will never become anything that the average guy will go to? And I know that, you know, we have golf facilities now where you can go and you can hit golf balls and, you know, We know the types of facilities that are now able, you know, without being on a course. But I wonder if they take it a step further, but it looks like it would be cost prohibitive.
That's the one thing with it would be the cost. But yes, we 100% could do this. When you watch this, you can see why Tiger Woods would be all in. Because he's completely eliminating the thing that does him in, which is he could play golf, but it's the walking.
It's the walking.
And the, you know, going up and down on the different topographies of these courses that end up hurting.
But isn't this just an extension of esports? Really, that's what it is.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's an extension of esports. But you're actually swinging the golf club.
Yeah, you're still swinging the golf club and all that kind of stuff, but you're right. I mean, there is an element to it that you're watching that you feel like you're watching someone play Golden Tee. Except the difference is that you're at least hitting the golf ball still.
Interesting. All right.
Which plays into it. It's cool.
I'll seek it out next time.
Yeah, it'll be on Tuesday. Tiger, I think, is actually playing on Tuesday. So
I'm assuming you could probably watch that on Disney at any point right now because I was watching. I'm going to go
probably
watch
true.
It.
Yeah, it's worth checking out. It's real different. It's definitely different. It takes a little bit to get used to, but give it a watch.
Up next, let's find us a quarterback. This time we're going the veteran free agent route. Who might it be? Coming up on Baskin and Phelps.